You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
The ruins of the distant city began to get closer as I walked down from the mountain path toward the low bridge that practically touched the water. I eyed the ruins for movement, looking for any sign of enemy soldiers in the area. As I got closer to the city, it seemed to be deserted. The rubble went on for miles from what I could see. There wasn't a building that wasn't tumbled down or covered with bullet holes or massive holes in the walls from artillery shells that had rained down on the city. But there was one structure untouched by the damage. Across the low bridge was a tall archway that must have stood 30 feet high. It was covered with strange runes that were illegible to me as I came right up to it. It was smooth to the touch and made of black marble-like stone. It gave off some sort of energy, barely perceivable to my senses.
I walked through it, and suddenly found myself on the other side, changed into a girl. And on top of that, I was in a bikini that barely covered my curvaceous body. Needless to say, it was disconcerting, and I tried 3 times to walk back and forth through the archway to reverse the change that had come over my body, to no avail. There was no way that I was going to change back into a boy. I nervously eyed the ruins and headed into the war-torn city. I pulled at the bikini bottoms, saying to myself, "How can girls wear this shit? It's like having a constant fucking wedgie." After a while, I found a relatively intact building, and there was even a door in the wall. I walked over, hoping to find something inside to cover up with, but ended up walking into a space decorated in dark red velvet and soft, thick carpeted floors. I was startled by a resonating female voice that seemed to speak more in my mind than out loud, really. I turned to see a nude female form, all in red, with a set of horns curled up toward her ears, step out of the shadows. Her tail swiped back and forth behind her.
"Well, who is this that has entered my domain?"